Yeah, you look ahead to the third preseason game. It's the one everybody says is closest to the regular season. Your thoughts and objectives going in?
I guess we're going to play probably the most we played in the preseason. I thought last game we our intensity and our tempo was there, so hopefully we can carry that over to this game.
Jay, what's the relationship been like between you and Jeremy Bates? I mean, obviously, you know, you're making strides this preseason, doing well. I mean, he has to, contribute.
It's been great. He's an intense guy. He's fiery. He has a passion for the game, and it shows in the meeting room and on the field. I mean, we've bumped heads a little bit, but I mean, that's to be expected. I mean, a couple hours later, the next day, we're back on the grind. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been great. I've been loving his play calling, loving what we're doing in practice and the way we're conducting the offense. So it's been fun.
Is there anything specifically you can point to that he's helped you out a lot with since he's
he mastered the game plan. He's got a great feel for defenses. I mean, he's with been with a lot of different systems, so he's got a good feel for what we're trying to do. Got a good feel for just game plans in general, and he's flexible. I mean, that's what I like most about him. If I've got an idea, I ask him about it. I talk to him about it, and if he likes it, if we can agree on it, we put it in. So it's been give and take, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Jay, I know you've talked a lot about how you're growing more comfortable in the offense and stuff on the field. Now in your third year, how has it changed your spot in this community and kind of being the face of the franchise? Do you think you're growing into that role now or embracing it more than?
I mean, any quarterback is going to be kind of the face of the community, the face of the program. I mean, you got a lot of pressure on you. I mean, you're pulling the triggers and you're making things happen. So I mean, that's why they pay you a lot of money. So it's there's a lot of pressure, but I enjoy it. And I mean, obviously things are going well right now.
Are you surprised the offense has done as well as it has as quickly as it has?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be a little bit surprised. I mean, we got the little guy Eddie Royal out there. I mean, he's playing well, picking up the offense. Brandon's doing great things. I mean, the offensive line. We've got all new guys up there with Tommy out, Casey in. We got two guys on the outside, the tackles playing at a high level. Running backs, anybody we put in there is rushing the ball well. So, and all the offense we have in. I mean, you guys obviously don't know, but I mean, just the volume of plays and the formations we're throwing at them. It's been incredible how well everyone's picked it up.
Yeah, we always say Brandon's the guy you're comfortable with, but it looks like you're comfortable with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie's falling right into place. He listens. I mean, if I tell him something, he's going to do it. I mean, after the play, if I want to tweak it or if I want to back shoulder him or do something, I just talk to him about it, and next play he does it. So. It's going well. I mean, when Brandon gets out, I mean, for the suspension, we're going to need him, or we're going to need a couple other guys to step up, because it's going to be hard to replace what Brandon does for us on the field.
Looking ahead to the preseason game this week, do you have any sympathy, or how do you think Aaron Rodgers has handled
it? Yeah, I've been talking to Aaron since the whole thing's been blown up. I met him down in Tahoe when things started going getting crazy for him, and I mean, I think he's handling it great. I mean, he's a down-to-earth guy. He understands the situation, and he's playing well right now. So I mean, I wish him the best of luck. I'm excited to see him play.
How much do you think, though, it's helped you that you were able to relatively step into this role quickly with the Jake Plummer situation? Do you think it would have been the same if you had to, stay back on the sidelines and hold the clipboard longer, so to speak?
I mean, Jake, he obviously didn't make a big of a deal as Brett has. He kind of went quietly. And, I mean, Jake, that's the kind of guy Jake is. He's a first-class guy. He understood what was going on, and he kind of wanted out anyway. So, I mean, I can't imagine being in that situation of having a guy like Brett Favre and just the what he's done on the field, his accomplishments, and having to take over for him. It's a tough situation. It's like the guys that had to take over for Elway and guys for Mourinho and stuff like that. So it's tough. I mean, they're always going to be there. You're always going to hear about Brett Favre as long as he's in a Packers uniform.
How long have you known Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I met him a few times when we played, and then I got to know him when I was down in Tahoe. He's a good guy, he's cool, and we talk every once in a while, a couple times a week, just see how things are going, and if he throws a pick, I give him some trouble, and likewise, he's probably sending me a few text messages.
This offense, do you see it evolving a little bit more into a passing? It was always kind of a run, slightly run.
I mean, that's not necessarily true. I mean, watching a lot of clips from 3, 4, 5 years ago, I mean, they were in a lot of empty sets. They were thrown all over the place. I mean, especially with LA, and then when Coop was kind of taking over with stuff. I mean, they threw their fair share of deep balls and empty sets. So, Right now, I mean, with our running game and we get in those sets, I mean, you're going to see limited amount of defenses. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, they've got to prepare for our run, and that kind of limits their blitz and what they can do if we go empty with their checks and stuff. So as long as we're running the ball, we're going to be able to do things like that.
With all the young guys you have on offense, how nice is it to have a guy like Brandon Stokely? You know you can count on him.
I don't know if Brandon's ever been covered. I mean, third down, if we ever go into a three-receiver set and he gets in there, I mean, he's the guy that they've got to cover. And it's not an easy task for any nickel guy because he understands what we're trying to get done. And he understands defenses and where the openings are. So to have him out there, I mean, he's vocal too. I mean, especially when he's on the field, of just knowing the situation and what needs to be done. It's fun having him around, especially for a guy like Eddie and even for Brandon to have a guy that's been around the league and been around some great offenses.
Is there a concern about the running game at all
right now? No, not in my mind. I mean, if we run the ball like that against Dallas, I mean, I don't see why we can't run it against anybody.